in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're tuned to the Sunday, July the 8th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring today our annual Independence Day multicast, The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give. And I want to remind you, we're planning to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to either praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. And we invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports before God's throne. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. How do you remain in the position to receive the benefits and blessings of your salvation when you're going through various tests and trials? Here's the late Slim along with the Supreme Angels, and you stay under the blood.
Thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood, and the world can't do me no. To stay under the blood. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus now. I'm going to stay under the blood. Going to stay.
Baptism and redemption too. Can I get a witness?
Somebody, you know what I'm talking about. But you know what that water was for. All of the prophets had been dead a long time. They had never been baptized. And that water ran down the streets of Jerusalem. It baptized Moses. It baptized Daniel. It baptized David. Can I get a witness here tonight? But the main part about it, I said the main part about it, y'all. I said the main part about it, y'all. When one drop of Jesus blood hit that ground, y'all know what it done? It caused an earthquake. The dead had been dead a long time. Got up out of the grave and began to walk the streets of Jerusalem. Can I get a witness tonight? Somebody said, surely, 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 surely. I know some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all may want to know what I'm talking about. Let me just take my time and tell you. Oh, I'm gonna let y'all alone. Y'all don't wanna hear no more tonight. Jesus, his blood is sufficient tonight. Can I get a witness? That's it, mama. The reason I know that his blood is so great tonight. How many of y'all remember reading when God told Moses to go down there in Egypt? Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. He told Moses, said, now if Pharaoh don't hearken to your words, I'm going to kill all the firstborn. But what you do, you go back and tell the children of Israel, tell the children of Israel to kill an animal and put the blood up over that door. And when death angel come by, can I get a witness? When death angel come by, when death angel come by, it'll fly over. Can I get a witness here tonight? Now listen. If it'll do it for an animal, what do you think it'll do for Jesus? Can I get a witness? When the demon spirits come upon you, if I got a witness here tonight, I want you to raise your hand. When the demon forces come upon you, you plead the blood of Jesus. Say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
For those of you who grew up as I did, listening to the wonderful sounds of such songs as No Coward Soldier, I Won't Be Back, Mary Don't You Weep, To Whom Shall I Turn, the ever popular Walk Around Heaven, What Will Tomorrow Bring? They take you back, don't they? But we feel it is impossible to duplicate, emulate, or imitate the sounds that the caravans gave us. But I asked Lisa and Liz from Witness, along with Latanja and Al from Heaven Sent, if they would come down front for just a moment. And to Miss Bessie Griffin, Miss Dorothy Norwood, Dolores Washington Green, James Herndon, Eddie Williams, the late Josephine Howard, Sister Inez Andrews, Cassietta George, Miss Albertina Walker herself, and to the one and only Evangelist Shirley Caesar and the late Reverend James Cleveland. We'd like to say thank you for blessing our souls and for giving us such golden gospel moments. we'd like to petition heaven as you did so many years ago. It was your prayer then, and this is still our prayer today.
Oh!
It's 7:17 here on Sounds of Praise, and we're getting at 7:18 now. We're getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer, but still not too late to get in your prayer requests or your praise report. The number to call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And if you wish, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, He has exactly what you need and will provide it exactly when you need it as you reach out to Him in faithful prayer. You may say, well, I'm not very faithful. Well, we all have problems with faith, but God's given to everyone a measure of faith. And as believers in Christ, He's given to the people in His church the power to intercede in the behalf of others. And so I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise report that we receive before God's throne. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. And leading us into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry, we have the Queen of the Gospel here on Sounds of Praise, Tremaine Hawkins. And she's teaming up with, I guess, one of the great grandmothers of gospel music, the late Mahalia Jackson. And I found the answer. I learned to pray.
I found the answer.
Now let me tell you a story of someone sad and lonely. All their hopes were gone. Their days were long and dreary. They couldn't even carry on. But then they found the courage to keep their head up high. And you know what? Once again, they're happy. And here's the reason why.
I found the answer. I learned to pray with faith to God. In the darkness, I could not find the way. But then a light came shining to lead me from despair. All my sins forgiven, and I was free from care.
Your Bible might never see sing, but with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Bye.
It's 7:29 here on Sounds of Praise. This is a When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. We're praying for Michelle of Medford. We're praying that her faith in God will not fail. And in turn, he will touch her body and give her complete deliverance from smoking and all the other problems that she is going through. Michelle of Medford, praying that God will strengthen her faith and that her faith in him will not fail. That's where her victory is. And in turn, he will touch her body and give her complete deliverance from smoking and all the other problems that she's experiencing. We're praying for the Christian. We're praising God, the Christian Challenge Ministry, parent organization of Sounds of Praise. We're praising God. We've been going through, I don't know how many, 6 or 7 months now, of various problems with our computers and internet systems and our phone and emails. And we aren't completely out of the woods yet, but we are a lot better off now than we were for quite some time. And so we're praising God for complete victory. Because once we get that all that information underway, we can then go forward with some of our other plans. So we're praising God for how he's brought us through thus far and all the things that he has for us in the future. We have some exciting things that we believe that God's going to do in our behalf, in us, and through us. And we are waiting to get all these other obstacles out of the way so we can announce them and move forward in those areas as well. We're praising God with T. Praising God for healing, for an operation that she had. T, praising God for healing for an operation, from an operation that she's had. We're also praising God with K. K asked us to pray. He went on a job interview. We're praising God that he received the job. Praise God. And then we're praying for B, she will have a safe return from North Carolina. She's been away on vacation for a week. Praying that the God who took her there safely will bring her back safely. We're praying for the reuniting of the families who have been separated as they attempted to enter the country illegally. The children were sent in one place and the parents were sent other places. And we're praying that God's going to reunite each and every one of them. And then we're praying for those 12 young boys and their coach, soccer team, who have been stuck in a cave in Thailand for almost 2 weeks now. At least they found them and they've been able to give them food, but getting them out is going to be a major problem. And understand that torrential rains are going to be hitting that area very shortly as well. We're praying that God's going to minister in that situation and bring complete deliverance for the 12 soccer players and their coach in Thailand. Listen to God in prayer. Gracious Father, there are so many problems and tests and trials in the world. We could become inundated by the immensity of them. There have been shootings and car crashes and all kinds of other things taking place. But we know that you're God and you're still in control. And even when things seem to be getting out of control with our own personal situations, we can bring them to you. We can call on the name of the Lord. And no matter how the devil might try to mess us up, we're going to have victory as long as our faith in you continues. So we're bringing Michelle of Medford before you right now. Pray you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out in every area of her life that is in pain. Give her healing through the stripes of Jesus Christ our Lord. And may her faith in you not fail. The devil is working diligently to overthrow her faith. But we're praying, O Lord, that her faith in you will not fail, that she might be able to receive exactly what you have for her and exactly when you have it for her, so that in turn she might be your vessel, formed on the potter's wheel to be that which you have called her to be, and you might fulfill her life to the overflow by your Holy Spirit, so she might minister in the lives of others as well, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for the Christian Challenge, Lord, we're praising and thank you, Lord, for how you've worked in our behalf. We've been going through all kinds of various tests and trials with our computers and printers and internet and email and you name it. We've been experiencing it, but we know that our victory in you is certain. And so therefore, we thank you for how far you brought us thus far, and we're praising you for the victories that are going to be attained in the days which are ahead as we continue to press on and forward in you. And we're thanking you for the opportunity to be your servants here on Sounds of Praise and all the various other areas that you call us to minister in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. We're praising God with T, who's praising you, Lord, for healing in her body as she's gone through an operation. We pray, oh God, you continue to minister on her behalf, give her complete healing, complete deliverance. Lord, what the doctors and science and medicine can't accomplish, we're trusting you to accomplish in and through her life is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. We're praising God with Kay, who went on a job interview last weekend, has attained the position. We pray, oh Lord, you continue to minister on his behalf. May he recognize, oh Lord, that victory has come through your hands. And may he in turn yield himself to you and to your total control. And may you accomplish great and mighty things in his behalf is our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. We're praying for B.B. went on vacation to North Carolina. And we pray, oh Lord, that you would minister while she's there. I believe she's coming home today or tomorrow. That you would minister on her way back. And may she have a safe return. And may your victory in her behalf, Lord, be a testimony to her life that she is a servant of the Most High God. And you call her to do great and mighty things in your behalf and in your name. And may she be the blessing you called her to be is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. Praying for the reuniting of the family, of those who have been entering the country illegally. The children have been sent one way and the parents have been sent another. And there's been a court order to reunite them, I believe, by today. Or at least this week, I believe. Maybe it might be the 11th of this week. And the children are all over the place. The parents are all over the place. I understand that some of the parents have been sent back to the countries that they came from, and the children are still here. Father, we know that you alone can minister in this awful situation. We pray, oh God, that you would provide the wisdom, the knowledge, and understanding that is needed so that these families can be once again reunited in you. And those who are here and have been here for some time, and we pray, oh Lord, that who are looking for opportunities to no longer be illegal, but to be able to be citizens of the country and do the things that you call them to do, we pray you would minister in each and every situation, and you would provide the victory that you alone can give is our prayer in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And for the young men who are in the cave in Thailand, one rescuer has already lost his life. We pray you administer powerfully, Lord, and those who are working to rescue them, give them the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding that they need to get them out of there before the situation becomes even worse because of torrential rains. And we pray, oh God, that you will provide victory in each and every situation. And may they recognize that their victory and their deliverance has come from your hand. And we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish, because we know that you do all things well. And we're claiming victory in each and every life that will lead them to you, the true and the living God, is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:38 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we are featuring today our annual Independence Day multicast this year entitled The Freedom That Jesus Christ Alone Can Give. And if you aren't aware, we want to let you know that if you have a prayer request or a praise report that while we're on a day during the week when we're not on the air, you can still get it to us on our off-air phone number. 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. I need to apologize. There were a lot of messages in there that I needed to deal with, but but because of all the things we've been going through with the computers and the internet and our phones and everything else, I didn't get a chance to delete them until, respond to them until Friday. So the phones should be clear. If you need to call us on the phones during the week, you should be able to get them through. I'm trying to make it possible so that I review the phone calls every day so that we can respond to those prayer requests and prayer reports that are received there. 781-648-5158. You can email me at Darnley, DARNLEYV as in Vernon, Darnley, VB, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net. And, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. And we'll begin praying for your request or praising God with you as soon as we receive it. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians in our audience can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. That phone number again, 781-648-5158, or email Darnley, DARNLEYV as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, VB at Verizon.net, or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. 741 here on Sounds of Praise. We've been talking about the freedom that Jesus Christ alone can give. But if you're not saved, you don't have that freedom. You don't have access. It's available. But you don't have it until you come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So we're going to open the opportunity for you to come to him right now. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton. And come as you are to the freedom that Jesus Christ alone can give.
Come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are, I know you're hurting. But when you call upon his name and
what the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that's what I want to do today at this time in the Sounds of Praise ministry. Give you out there who have never received the freedom that Jesus Christ alone can give, or if you received him and strayed from that position of freedom back into slavery, God is a redeemer. He can buy you back. That's what salvation is all about. Jesus paying the penalty for the sin that we make and the mistakes and the errors. And I'd like to lead you in prayer right now to get you back in right relationship with your Creator who wants to be your Savior. Won't you pray this prayer? And if you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about his salvation in your life. Don't ask me how he does it. He's God. I'm just a human being. I'm just telling you what I have received by faith. Palm Sunday, 1958. I came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm still going on with the Lord. I have no determination to turn back. Yeah, it's been tough. It has been hard places. But he has been God, and he's never let me down. And as long as my faith continues in him, he's going to bring me into his presence one day. I want to see you there. Won't you pray this prayer? Gracious Father, I want your freedom. Your son Jesus came into the world to establish the path to freedom. And I'm outside looking in, but I want to be on the inside looking out, looking back at all the things you brought me from. And so I'm coming today surrendering myself absolutely to your control, because I've tried everything else and everything else has failed. It's come short. So I'm turning to you. I've heard the message before, but I was skeptical. I've stood on the sidelines, but now I recognize my need to receive the assurance that you alone can give and that you provide through your resurrection. So I pray, oh Lord, with thanksgiving for all you suffered in my behalf, so that my sins might be cleansed, I might be redeemed, I might be set free. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it. And when you do that, I want to know about it. Why? Because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, so you'll know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. My phone number here is 781. My phone number here is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still get that material. That's what I was going to say. You can still get the material by calling me on my off-air number, which is 781-648-5158. 781-648-5158. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your information, we'll send our information out to you. And you have to worry about us pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to do that. Although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in so you can continue to grow in Him. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air here to about 8 o'clock, a little bit thereafter, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to us, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. 7:47 here on Sound of Praise. There's still some, and I believe, not that I believe, I know if you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you have been set free. And as we said earlier in the program, getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. This is the Bishop William Murphy III here on Sounds of Praise.
Of this song was this, that not only are you free indeed, because he whom the Son sets free is free in. Come on, church. He whom the Son sets free is free. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite, will be a reflection of your freedom. So you won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free in deeds. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. Free indeed. this road. Get your hands up, say,
free.
Words. Come on, Vaughn, let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. You're still struggling with the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Now you be free,
free.
Oh God. Everybody just say free indeed. Say
free indeed.
I am. Say that. I am. One more time. Somebody holler. Say is, I don't deserve what he did, 'cause he hears all my secrets. Hey,
gotta call
on Jesus. No more guilt, no more shame, 'cause you clear my name. But I'll be set
free.
Y'all got it? Look at somebody telling me he had my secrets. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Say it again, church. Y'all say it. I want everybody to get up on your feet. And I want you to prophesy over your own life. Say it. One more time, say!
Free,
free. In my mind, in my will, what I feel, I'm free. Y'all gonna say, in my mind, in my will, what I feel, I'm free. Y'all sing it.
In my mind.
Come on, y'all.
In my will.
And from the Bishop William Murphy III, and free indeed, this is Mandisa and free here on Sounds of Praise.
But it's hard for me to see. Tomorrow's but a dream, 'cause today's reality is right in front of me. They say I'll never make it. They say you can never change it. What you are is what you will always be. They say that I should give up. Once you're down, you'll never get up. Not the truth for me.
let this mountain step aside, or to climb it on my own. What you did was more than help, did what I couldn't do myself. You said that I was not alone. When I thought I'd never make it, you came along and then you changed it, made a way somehow and brought me through.
You brought me through.
As I was just about to give up, you took my hand, so baby get up. Now here I stand because of you.
It's 7:59 here on Sounds of Praise. In the background, Pastor Donnie McClurkin along with Ty Trebet and the McClurkin Project. And we are victorious. Hopefully, that's what you're leaving with the program with. The victory that Jesus Christ alone can give. You have his salvation. You are victorious. You're saved and you're going through tests and trials. You are still victorious. You just need to hold on till that victory manifests itself in your life, in your body, in your finances, in every area of your being. God wants to manifest his victory. Okay, next Sunday, Lord willing, we'll be back with new music and top hits of the year 2018. Here we are in